joining us today, 11-year-old Abby Bojalid and Catherine Allen. Here they are. Wow, they sounded absolutely great. It's good to get the first song done. They're going to do three. I'd like to meet each of you right now. And why don't we start with Catherine? Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm in sixth grade. I'm a dancer, and I love to read.
And tell me about the dance that you do. Is there a particular kind of dance that you enjoy?
I do point, ballet, tap, jazz, and contemporary.
And any shout-outs you'd like to give to anyone who might be tuned in or anybody who brought you here or anybody special?
My mom and dad.
Well, that's a good answer. Do you play any instruments in addition to singing?
Saxophone and piano.
That's a lot to do. What got you interested in singing as part of a group and learning more about how to use your voice?
In fifth grade, we take chorus in school, and I really liked it, and I just love singing. So, yeah.
Well, terrific. Well, it's very nice to meet you. And let's meet the person who I aged before her time, Abby, who is actually 11. Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
Well, I go to Swickley Academy. I'm in fifth grade. And I know a bit of ukulele, a bit of recorder, a bit of trumpet, and I actually play the flute and the piano.
Well, that's a lot of musical instruments. Would you like to give a shout out or say hello to anybody?
I'll say hello to my brother at home.
What's his name?
Will. He's in first grade.
And is he playing any musical instruments yet?
He plays the piano.
Very good.
And he does karate.
And what else do you like to do in addition to singing and the musical instruments you mentioned?
I also like to do karate. I haven't started taking lessons yet, though. And I like swimming.
What do you like about karate?
Well, I think it's just memorizing the different moves you have to do. I think I just like the memorization and just the different levels you have to go past.
Cool. Well, you two sound beautiful together, and the first song was Firefly. What song are you about to do?
In the Name of Music.
Oh, you could tell they're well-coordinated. They said that in perfect unison. Once again, our pleasure. We have Abby. along with Catherine from the Center for Young Musicians. That was beautiful. That's Abby Bajalad and Catherine Allen, accompanied by Jake Nathanson and Margaret Olson, their instructor and directing. And Margaret, do you want to tell us a little bit about, I know these girls are part of a larger group, right?
Yes.
We'll get your microphone on now that we've handed it to you.
Sure.
Go ahead.
They are part of a small four-person ensemble. Every year we have seasonal ensembles offered to the students of CYM, and we had four lovely girls who signed up for our spring singers this year. So they are two of four. Catherine does take vocal lessons with me. Abby is just taking piano at the time. But she loves to sing, so she joined us.
That's great to be able to do that. What do you like about singing, both of you? Does anything come to mind that might surprise people? Or just I know that's kind of a weird question, but anything that makes it particularly fun? They're pointing at each other.
I think just about singing, there's so many different ways you can alter your voice, and there's just so many different moods you can set, so many emotions it brings out.
That's Abby, and nodding her head is Catherine.
I agree with that. I also like harmonies and the way people's voices sound together.
Yeah, I can tell you two are, you know, working on harmonies as you're singing. That's not such an easy thing to do, and you sound great. Have either of you thought about what you would like to do when you get older?
I've actually thought about being an astrophysicist when I get older.
Really?
Because I love science, and I love just there's so many mysteries about space, and it just seems so much fun.
What community do you live in?
I live in Swickley Heights.
So if you're not that close to Mars, Pennsylvania, but Mars, yes. Pennsylvania has a big space program taking place today. There's an astronaut, or not an astronaut, but actually there is an astronaut there, but there's a woman who works for the Jet Propulsion Laboratory at NASA who was on the air with us earlier today, who's speaking at 3 today. That would be a great rainy day activity if you can fit it in.
Yes.
Mars is near Cranberry, not too far from there.
One of my friends, Elena, lives in Mars.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's going to be a great event. Catherine, have you thought about what you might like to be? It's a little early yet. We won't hold you to it.
Not really, but I might want to be an English teacher.
How come?
Because I love writing and books and, like, teaching stuff.
That's great. Do you have a good English teacher now?
I have the best English teacher, actually.
What's that teacher's name?
Miss Faust.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to talk with both of you. Before you do one more song, this is our last chance to talk. Is there anything either of you wanted to say that you didn't get a chance to?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. What's the song you're about to do?
Canoe song.
Canoe song? As in canoe, as in the boat. And
yes.
This is an American Indian based song, right?
Yes.
So once again, our pleasure to present half of the Spring Singers from Center for Young Musicians. It's been wonderful to have you here. They are Abby Bojalid and Catherine Allen. Yes, I've got those nibs. Sorry about that. Catherine Allen. I wanted to mention Jake Nathanson and Margaret Olson, and thank both of you once again.
Swing it back, flashing like silver.